Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Nothing pat about the day, the time, the hour, the conversation on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen here with Jay Kirshner on the ready. It's June 6th, 2023. Something to remember about this day, something to remember about the month is that it's Pride Month, Pride Day. This is something that goes on all of the month of June. It's also Dairy Month, so we have cows in the focus. We have riots in the focus. And we also have, for people who are back to World War II, for those who don't remember or who, when I say June 6th, they think of D-Day. D-Day was the name given to the invasion of the beaches at Normandy in northern France by all the troops that came from the U.S. and Canada and England. And there are other countries that were involved during World War II. France, as you hopefully have studied, if you're younger and if you're older, you know, it was occupied by the Nazis. And so this assault, which was, by the way, codenamed Operation Overlord, landed 156,000 Allied troops on the beaches of Normandy during the course of the day, June 6th, 1944. There were 4,000 Allied troops that were killed by the Germans. The Germans were as, I don't know, nasty isn't even bloodthirsty. And that's the nature of war, I guess, as a matter of practice.
Well, yes, and everyone thinks they are the good guys. All sides think they are the ones doing what is right, what is best.
Well, if you compare that, that's interesting thinking, Jay, because you can compare that to what's going on in Ukraine. The Russians have been told that they are there because they're trying to rout out the Nazis who have inculcated have taken over Ukraine, when that is not the fact. Many times facts get mixed up with with that word truth. We hear it, we see it, we know it all the time. I say, sort of with a smile on my face, that we fight truth decay here on this program. And one of the things that is, there are facts and then there's what people think is the truth. And so what the truth of this is, the fact is what the Nazis had done, killing millions of people all over Europe, from Russia and the Eastern Front all the way across to Britain. Millions, tens of millions, in fact. And so on the D-Day invasion, because it was the largest naval, air, land operation ever performed in history, Eisenhower, who later became the president of our country, was the general who led the D-Day invasion. He was in charge of the European theater of war. And within the next couple of days, through about the 10th or 12th, I think, of June, 326,000 troops, 50,000 vehicles. Imagine launching those from boats and bringing them on shore. 100,000 tons of equipment was brought in. So for the next couple of months, the fighting went to the most, just imagine. I mean, you see, if you see Saving Private Ryan, that's about as accurate. Steven Spielberg's movie, according to, I don't know this because I wasn't alive, and my father served in the Coast Guard and was he was on duty 12 hours a day, 7 days a week up and down the coast. The people who were there, actually, some of whom my late wife's father was a bombardier, and he was involved in 32 missions from Brize Norton and a couple of other Air Force bases in England, flying over France and Germany. And on at least four of those occasions, I think either three or four, he was the only one who made it back alive in one way or another. The way the planes were shot up, destroyed, he was physically damaged a little, mentally and emotionally damaged a lot.
And that's just how that, you know, this, all this war stuff, that's what's happened to so many of our soldiers who are in Vietnam, so many of the soldiers in Iraq and more in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm. I mean, how could you not be changed to your core? Having to live for survival at a certain point.
Right, mm-hmm.
And then expected to expected to come back and be average to society and just jump into a different lifestyle than what you were traumatically experiencing before. Yeah.
There was a weather delay. It was supposed to take place, I think, earlier, if I remember correctly, my history. But anyway, by the end of August in 1944, all of northern France was liberated. And in the spring of 1945, the Allies defeated the Germans. Hitler committed suicide. Many of the people who were running the Third Reich were hanged or shot as and some of them committed suicide themselves. They tried to escape, some of them, and most of them, all of them have been found in Argentina and Brazil and places like that. But from what I remember, D-Day was the end of, well, it was the beginning of the end, anyway, of World War II. So we think about this stuff, and a lot of people keep talking about there being a third world war and what happens if it happens, and if it happens, unless it's a battle that's fought on land, and that would be fought all over the planet, because that's the way the access is these days, and the way we rattle sabers among ourselves rather than, you know, thinking about the people who aren't our friends. And it's more, and you can go back to Hitler, or you can go back to to Hirohito, who was the emperor of Japan. It's one or two or three people or a handful of people who decide that they want to take over the world, or they want to follow somebody like Putin, who's a maniac. He's a homicidal maniac. And then people take the trip with him, and most of the time it ends badly. Sooner or later, it's going to end badly for Putin. It's a question of time. And frankly, the world today is a lot different than it was in World War II. And so we don't have the kind of determination. Well, some people say, well, the people aren't as bad now as the Nazis. I think that's a matter of degree. I think there are plenty of people around. I think Putin, exactly, right. Putin's every bit as bad as Hitler was, in my mind, anyway. So that's the story, the history of June, for those who've been around. I would ask James Collins, who's controlling our studio in Dallas, how much of that did you know? How much of that have you heard in school? How much did you learn from people in your family?
It was a solid half that I was like, okay, yeah, I'm familiar with that. They don't get like super in depth with it, you know?
Well, I didn't either. I mean, if I did super in depth, the best way to get super in depth, honestly, there are a couple of good movies.
Right.
Or there are books. The Greatest Generation is a recount of the people and what happened, I guess, more after World War II. But at any rate, it's something to be thinking about today. One of the more important things, I think, that ought to be on everybody's mind, and with an eye to eliminating it, with an eye to trying to figure out against the tide even how crazy things have become, much of it because of greed, much of it because of avarice, much of it because of hate, people motivated by the goodness. Eisenhower was one of the most interesting people, I think, ever. He was a very good president in my mind. His first president. I remember a little of Harry Truman, but not a whole lot. But I do remember Eisenhower and the I Like Ike stickers. And it was interesting because after World War II, when Truman, he served as long as he could, when Eisenhower was asked what his party affiliation was by people in both parties, he said, I don't know, I don't really have a party affiliation. So the Republicans got a hold of him, and they convinced him that he was a Republican, but he would have run as a Democrat. It wouldn't have made any difference. Those were the good old days when your party affiliation didn't mean a thing. He was the hero. He ended the war. He was on everybody's mind, or not only here in our country, but around the world. And so he was a shoo-in. He could have run naked, and he would have won. He was one of those people that history remembers well. Speaking of the presidency, I see Mike Pence has officially entered the presidential race, taking out nomination papers, went to the Federal Election Commission, declaring his candidacy. He's going to host a campaign launch. And at first, when I looked at this, I thought, oh, he's going to have lunch. Campaign launch tomorrow. No, but he's going to celebrate his 64th birthday by running. I didn't know how old. I never really paid much attention to him. Do you think he looks older because he has white hair? Does that affect people and how people think about that? What do you think?
I think maybe once a day. Once upon a time it did. But No, that not really anymore. Because some people, even in their 20s, have silver hair, the gray hair trend that was going on.
Yeah.
And then you have other people who dye their hair way too dark because
that's
they're
right.
going gray.
Yep. Yeah.
But it is going to be interesting seeing Mike Pence and Donald Trump, go head to head because of just they were present and deep at one point.
Yeah. Well, I think that I was going to say, I think it happens, but I'm trying to remember when it did happen. A former vice president ran against a president that he worked with. There's no love lost between these guys, but then with Trump, there's no love lost with anybody. He just separates himself out, and that's it. It's me against everybody else. He has plenty to say about Trump and his usual snide, sarcastic way. And so whether that is... I remember the first time I ever met Mike Pence, he was a radio host in Indiana. He had a talk show, and that's how he sort of got started. He ran for Congress. he referred to himself, because at that point in time, everybody who did political talk would measure themselves up or compare themselves to Rush. So he called himself Rush Limbaugh on decaf. He was no Rush Limbaugh. He wasn't a particularly good host, I didn't think. But he was, he was somebody that people knew. And I think that's kind of why it worked to a point. But, no, he's no Rush Limbaugh. And it's kind of offensive that he even compares himself to Rush. Anyway, so Mike Pence is in here. Speaking of in, this is Good Day at 18 after.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon, or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com. Omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DOUG. And get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages. Bacon-wrapped filet mignon. Gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts. Hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
The roar of our engines, the pump of our heartbeats, the pedal to our metal, the sparks that ignite us, the pistons that push us, the passions that drive us, from the feelings that move us.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now 23 past the hour, it's the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program, the 6th of June. Jay Kirshner is here, happy to have her, and thrilled, in fact, to have all this good company that I have. James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. So those of you who listen to Dave Ramsey, who think that he's nothing short of being almost a financial god, may be interested in a story that I'm sure as heck he's not talking about on the air, but I'd be interested. It'll be after I give you my 2 cents worth on the suit against him. You certainly might want to respond. This is all over social media, all over the radio world. So at Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, it's Good Day On Air. The story of what kind of a jam Dave Ramsey is in after this.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
All right, so a lot of people listen to Dave Ramsey. He's been very successful. I've always found him to be a very good guy. He's been very nice to me, and I've been nice to him. We've had a nice cordial relationship over the years. There are people he started. He was bankrupt when he started, and he got a fellow that was a big leader in the Christian movement to back him, and so he started his radio program, and over the past, I think he's been on almost 30 years, he's tied up with a company that was trying to help people, at least that's the advertising, get out of their timeshare. And that hasn't worked particularly well, especially for a couple named Douglas and Roseanne Morrill, who are, they brought suit against
Mr. She was a big fan. She said she listened all the time to Ramsey's radio show, talking about how timeshares were a ripoff. He had an advertiser called Timeshare Exit Team. He said that they give these folks, or anybody who's going to call them up, a full refund to get them out of their financial obligations. Well, they went after the they went to the company that Ramsey endorsed. They paid him $40,000 for the services. They never got out of their timeshare. They never got their refund. Ramsey received a lot of money from the timeshare exit team for endorsing the company. And in fact, I think he's part of it, but I don't know that for sure. He's part of a lot of the companies that he advertises. So they, along with 15 others, have started a class action lawsuit to sue Dave Ramsey for $150 million over what is called by the lawyers negligent misrepresentation, unjust enrichment, and violation of consumer protection laws. So it'll be very, very interesting to see where this goes. We had a timeshare ad, I think, for some company trying to get out of it, but I don't think you paid them until you got out. It's pretty unusual.
This one was you pay ahead of time, and then they promise your money back. Some people were out $5,000, other people were out $72,000.
A lot of money. Yeah, I think he's got a problem here, certainly with credibility more than anything else. It's too bad because I think, on the other hand, he's helped a lot of people over the years. So that's the latest on Dave Ramsey here, 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. If there's a trip in your future, if you consider taking your dog or cat with you, with a little pre-planning, the entire family can enjoy a great vacation. Before you take any trip, it's a good idea to take your pet for a veterinary checkup. If he requires medication, be sure you have a sufficient supply and an extra prescription. Be sure that your pet is wearing an ID and a microchip, not only with your phone number, but phone numbers of people you know that are not with you, so in case the dog gets lost and they can't reach you, they can reach them. To ensure that your pet feels comfortable in strange surroundings, pack his favorite blanket or pillow or toys, and bring water from home. A lot of people don't realize that when you change from one city or one county, what often happens is the water changes and can upset your pet's stomach. Also, bring food from home and try to get your dog or cat accustomed to riding in the car before the long trip. Spend some time just sitting in the car in the driveway. Make it a positive experience. You know, pets are part of the family. They need vacations as well. If you follow my instructions, you can all have a great time together. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Is there a dad in your life? You're looking for the perfect Father's Day gift? It's easy. You give them Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DUG, when you place your order today. Get $30 off your qualifying order. That's 30DOUG and get $30 off qualifying orders. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The chairman of the House Oversight Committee plans to move forward this week with holding FBI Director Christopher Wray in contempt of Congress. Then Vice President Joe Biden is being accused by an FBI whistleblower of taking $5 million in exchange for a policy decision. Details are reportedly in the subpoenaed document. Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
I had a phone call with him, explained to him if he does not provide this, we will hold him in contempt. Now he said, yes, we do have the document, but he'll only show it to the chairman and ranking member. That is not how the Constitution works. If he doesn't come forth and allow everyone to see it, we will move contempt charges against him on Thursday.
In the Stanley Cup Finals, the Vegas Golden Knights are leading the series 2-0 over Florida with a 7-2 victory last night on the Las Vegas Strip. Lance Pry, USA News.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hey, it's producer James here. Do you want to get on the show? Well, I've got the hookup. 855-999-DOUG. Leave a voicemail and make your day a good day by calling 855-999-DOUG.
Doug, that connects with us. Help yourself. We have some things that we'll put on the air and some things we won't. It just works like that. Okay. Jay and Doug here on the Tuesday Doug Steffen Good Day program. All of the Northeast is under another air quality alert today because of the wildfire, the smoke. There have been three major fires in Canada on the West Coast, on the east coast of Nova Scotia, and now there's one north of Montreal that is taking advantage of the springtime Montreal Express, the jet stream grabbing a hold of that. And you got to wonder, why are there three of these events going, or why they aren't all at the same time? But what's happened that's made Canada so vulnerable to this kind of a problem? I think, wasn't the one in Nova Scotia was started?
Yeah, yeah. The, Some of them are wildfire, or I'm sorry, not wildfire. Some of them are started by personal fires or a bonfire, yeah, or somebody camping and has a fire. Other times it can be lightning or whatever. But any weather app you have, anytime you just even go online and search, you can see the conditions and if it is advised to not burn anything. Mm-hmm. People burn leaves.
Yeah.
They burn their trash. Like if they have a lot of cardboard boxes or whatever,
yeah, right,
rather than put them on the curb, they will burn those. And, yeah, and it's just, oh, and what was it? In California, it was a gender reveal, I believe.
Was it?
I don't remember. Of those wildfires.
Really?
A couple years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. It's, yeah, just, if the conditions are right and it's just extremely dry, even the slightest thing, even like a flip cigarette butt.
Well, I told you the story once about a barn that I owned on a farm that was about 40 miles from my home farm in Framingham here, down in Oxford, Massachusetts. I had some farm about the same size as the one I had here, and the barn was old and falling down, so I bought the lumber. We were going to rebuild it, and the farm needed to be cleaned up, so we had three or four piles out in one of the pastures of brush and leaves and things, and on a rainy day, we burned them. And that didn't stop an ember, just one little ember of flying into the air, landing on the roof of the barn, and in 45 minutes, this barn, which was almost 200 years old, burned to the ground with all of the new wood in it that I had bought to rebuild the barn. To the ground in 45 minutes. And then the fire started spreading in the fields. The fire department got there and put it out. But that's how these things, they happen, excuse me, so quickly. Up the street from me last week, there was another circumstance, and I'm certain we all have gone through this at one point in time. One of the old houses on a hill, about a quarter of a mile from me, an old barn, electrical fire. It went down in 15 minutes, burned to the ground. So these old structures and the debris that's in a lot of the fields and the forests and the woods underneath these power lines, that stuff is tinder. And it just burns, and you're not going to stop it till it burns itself out.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like the next thing that's tried, just it sucks it up, it absorbs it.
Yeah.
I had neighbors who live behind us, kind of across and behind us, and they were hoarders. They had almost every square inch of that home had something in it, and so there was an electrical fire, and their home completely almost burned down in such a speed. Because of everything that was in that home, that just, it was like the fire just totally traveled through it.
Yep. Pretty amazing. Speaking of amazing, here's the story. It's kind of hard to believe when you see or hear the story about somebody who wins the lottery once, and then they win it again. And there have been a couple of people who have won it, what, three or four times. Here's a lady in Michigan who won the Michigan lottery. Bought it at a 7-Eleven store. She got $390,000 the first time. And then I think the second time she won $25,000. Is that $25,000 a year for life? That was the second one. Or which one came first? I'm not sure by looking at this, Jay. I think you probably know the story. She won 25 grand a year for life. And then she won 390, or was it the other way around? I don't know. Whatever was the story here. It's not often that you see, and I think I said it was a woman.
Well, it's like one of those, when people are like, oh, you're more likely to get struck by lightning than win the lottery.
And yeah.
Where people win.
Right.
Multiple.
Oh, that's not fair. How dare they do that? Anyway, well, that's good. Something not so good for those of you in the Northwest. The story today, six women have been found dead. Portland police are saying they aren't saying whether it is or isn't a serial killer. There's a lot of speculation that it is a serial killer. And so as you look at these things, I don't know how much I want to talk about this because I don't want to be responsible. Some people say the more you talk about these things, it gives other people ideas. But it is something going on in Oregon, and we do have a lot of listeners in Oregon. So the police stories and the theories behind it, the speculation that it is, these are online rumors, so the police say, so it's just speculation. The deaths of six women under the age of 40 in the last couple of months. So the police say it's premature to believe that these cases may be connected. Well, I can understand how people might think that it is. Unless somebody's not doing their job, the fact that they seem to have put these all together recently, and so I think the youngest one was 22, if I'm not mistaken, and the oldest one was around 40, Clark County. And I don't, again, I don't really want to go through all of these, the gory details of all of the bodies that were found in that end of the story. But it does, I would say it would be suspicious. I'm not a law enforcement guy. I don't play one on the radio. There are, it's just people in, some people give me the creeps.
And it seems like when it comes to serial killers, there's always a type they go after. Yeah. So I would be interested in seeing what these women had in common.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, sure they'll dig through that. Portland's a big city, and sure they have a lot of things at their disposal. It's just kind of a shame. It's just, you think about these people and their lives snuffed out at this age, and for what? Under the circumstances, for what? Okay, so let's see who's getting into various races. We've talked before about Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who was running as a Democrat, and it seems the news around, he's a very interesting guy in my mind, and a lot of people that I know, we were talking about this at the Talkers Convention last Friday, those of us who aren't Trumpers and we aren't, you know, on one side or the other, and we had a discussion, four or five of us, about Robert F. Kennedy and what an interesting character he is. He certainly has left and is leaving a wake behind him, and one of the things that came up, by the way, he's older than I thought he was. He's 69. I didn't know he was that old. He'd been banned, Jay, from Instagram for a couple of years because the platform said that he had shared false claims about COVID. Yeah, my response to that, false according to whom? Man. Misinformation says who? Who says it was
misinformation? Well, especially when a lot of, not just conspiracy theories, but a lot of things people were saying once upon a time, the science has started to follow. Things have shown up. And like, okay, we did see this.
So which side are we talking about? The fact that the COVID vaccine causes problems with people, or if you don't get it, you're going to get COVID. Neither of those, that both of those things have borne out to be false.
Yeah, and it seemed like it was just back when it was still so new and there were still so many questions. If you said anything that fell into one box,
but what does that tell you?
You were completely banned. It was the whole spread of misinformation. But again, look at the whole quote unquote spread of misinformation that only falls in line with COVID. People spread misinformation all the time in various topics and subjects,
and they don't get
and
banned.
Nothing happens.
From right, exactly. So the politically correct people went after him and others. Kennedy, by the way, is an environmental lawyer. He has ostracized himself because he was vocal in the anti-vaccine conspiracy department. And I don't believe that he spread misinformation at all about vaccinations. I don't think that the arrogance of people who write these stories who say he was charged with spreading misinformation. According to whom? Mm-hmm. Most of the stuff Anthony Fauci said has been disproven or has been debunked, and he's the one who basically went after anybody or through his office. He'd report that this stuff doesn't make sense or that stuff doesn't make sense. When Trump, what was the stuff that he promoted or said was good and they called it Trump's?
Hydroxychloroquine.
Right, yeah. And that proved out Dr. Ken Kronhaus and Jack Stockwell, both the doctors associated with this program, said that that was a perfect combination of things to help you get through it. But there was no money in it for the drug companies, so away you go, right? That's
the
whole thing.
And there was another medication that people were pushing, too, that I can't recall the name of that one.
I don't remember either.
And half the time, some people weren't even spreading misinformation. They were just suggesting and pushing and encouraging other people to do their own research.
Yeah, thanks. Think it out. Think for yourself.
And that came hard down on them.
Yeah, exactly. All right, here's another person running for president. How many people know who Cornel West is? You know who he is?
I do not recognize the name, no.
No. All right, he's a philosophy professor. He has been very vocal. He's a very interesting guy. Nobody's going to vote for him because nobody knows. He's about as far to the left as you can go without falling off the planet. So, as is the case, unfortunately, with so many people who are college professors, he wants to start a third party, but it isn't the same party that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema want to start. It's a different group, so it'll be interesting to see how many splinter groups. It's called the People's Party. That's what he said. He announced on Twitter that he was going. He said, quote, "I enter the quest for the truth." Oh, I love it when people say that. "I enter the quest for justice. I'm running for president because it's the one vehicle that can pursue truth and justice. I've been trying for that all my life." I mean, the guy's well-intentioned. He's got his philosophy, and that's what he teaches. He teaches his philosophy. This is back to the teaching to people not how to think, but what to think. So he teaches his students his philosophy, and people say, well, isn't that what Freud did? Isn't that what Jung did? And the answer is, yes, that is what they did. It was a certain philosophy about life, but his philosophy, if I understand it correctly, Cornel West's philosophy is more about politics than it is about how your mind works. So anyway, if you're interested, there's the story. You can go from there. Cornel West in our focus here. Let's focus on Omaha Steaks and Father's Day, shall we? For a moment or two, overheard in lots of conversations how great this would be for your father on Father's Day. And so why don't you go to their website, omahasteaks.com, and use the promo code 30DUG, 30DOUG, and get $30 off your qualifying order. That's at omahasteaks.com.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new
If allergic to Skyrizi, serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizzi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZZI to learn more.
Wendy's is open till midnight or later, so you can give in to the craving and go night mode. Now all of your favorite menu items just got their bedtime extended. You can get what you want even later, like the Baconator with 6 strips of bacon or the perfect fries and frosty duo. If you're up later, then so are we. So go ahead and pull through the drive-thru. When the craving hits, go night mode at Wendy's. Open till midnight or later. All right, see ya later.
At participating U.S. Wendy's, hours may vary.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means...
Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match, only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Food, farm, and family time here on Good Day at 53 after the hour. Doug, Stefan, and Jay Kirshner going through a number of things that you can follow at foodfarmfamily.com. Also, our American Family Farmer, which every week focuses on a different way to help farmers succeed. Here's the recall of the day, Jay. 40,000 pounds of lamb has been recalled because of lack of import. This was brought into the country by a company in Paterson, New Jersey, ENA Meatpacking. But what it does, apparently it wasn't inspected. It was supposed to be re-inspected by the Food Safety Inspection Services of the U.S. Department of Ag. But what this does is highlight one more time how this happens to be frozen raw lamb coming in, bone-in lamb coming into our country from Chile, I think. If I'm not mistaken, but one of the things that we have a real problem on, and nobody seems to address it, this administration, the last administration, they all suck when it comes to getting to the bottom line of making food safe. That's why this is just another example of not buying something that's frozen in the store, whatever grocery store you go to, however you buy your meat. You go to a local butcher shop. You find products that are raised around where you are, and you don't do this. You say, well, it takes more time. It's more convenient. Okay. So then you buy the stuff that makes you sick. That's basically the bottom line. The government has not required any labeling on any of the stuff, so half the time you don't know where it comes from.
Yeah, and then that makes it not convenient to begin with anyway. It's the inconvenience of the trying to have something convenient.
Yeah, there it is. And going back for your pound of flush, if you'll pardon the pun, which you should do, get your money back and then some. Take care of your expenses. All right, here's something that's fairly interesting. Again, peanut allergies seem to be on the top of people's minds when it comes to food and food safety. So apparently this has been put through a trial, a number of them, a skin patch, which is aimed at combating peanut allergies in children under the age of 4. Apparently it's safe, more effective than the placebo. It was a part of the test. So it works like exposure therapy, slowly training the body to tolerate the peanuts. This is kind of the same thing that happens when you put, when you eat peanuts, like when you're pregnant, right? Isn't that the same thinking? So that they wouldn't have adverse...
I don't know if that's one of those old wives' tales or if it's been proven, because
really,
some people seem that have had peanuts and their child still has a peanut allergy. Other people have never had peanuts. And
Yeah.
But I know that once the baby is born, you are not supposed to give any peanuts for the first 9 months or first year, something like that.
Yeah.
And honey, too. No honey.
Mm-hmm. So you can ask your pediatrician about this. I'm sure that they all know. They're all following the trials. They're all following what's going on in the journals of medicine to see how this might impact you or somebody that you know. All right, next up on the Food, Farm, and Family Department here, this is the detailed detail of the alleged arson of a former mushroom farm by a 12-year-old girl. You see this? Court documents showing the details leading up to the arson of this mushroom farm up in Olympia, Washington. The fire was the first fire information came in. The sheriff's office got a picture of a 12-year-old standing inside the office of one of the buildings at the mushroom farm. And she had a lighter in her hand. What the hell would somebody... A 12-year-old, she's a pyromaniac already. Some of the people witnessed this said she and another girl were seen walking eastbound on a road that goes to the mushroom farm. This was an abandoned farm. Apparently, they weren't still growing mushrooms there. So they went in, they found some papers, they lit them, and that was the end. This is weird.
Yeah.
I think this is weird.
So were they
this
just playing
weird.
With fire and it went wrong, or were
well,
they there with that on purpose? They wanted to burn the place down.
Yeah. It was kind of, it sounds pyro-y to me. You know, that's what some people are fascinated by, looking at fires. Sonic employee arrested after losing a bag of cocaine in a customer's hot dog. Excuse me. This is probably serious and I shouldn't chuckle. This happened in New Mexico. The employee was arrested after losing his bag of cocaine while preparing a hot dog. So how do you do that? What are you putting, sprinkling cocaine on the hot dog? How do you pull that off?
Yeah,
right.
It sounds a little fishy. It sounds like it was a deal gone bad.
Right, exactly.
Wrong person got it.
Celine Gonzalez told police that she discovered the baggie after taking a bite of her hot dog. Okay, madam, good luck for you and yours. It's 59 after the hour, and good day.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.